Menachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, 3-5. This Mishnah begins a series of Mishnayos which talk about when you have two connected items in a mitzvah, if one is me'akev the other. Me'akev, hard to translate, literally probably means like holds back. But what it really means is that it's essential, and without it, you can't do the other part. So we'll see lots of elements here. Here in our first Mishnah on this topic, we have six elements that pertain essentially to Menachos, and the point is that if you're missing something, it's you can't just say the rest is okay. No, it's sort of an all or nothing proposition. So the first of those six cases is Hakometz miuto ma'akeves rubo. When it comes to the kometz, we said it has to be the shear, the requisite amount is the full amount that fits under the three fingers or the Rambam four fingers when the Kohen does his kometz, like described before. There's generally a principle of rubo kukulo, that if you have most of it, it's like all of it. That applies in many areas of halacha, but it does not apply here. That means, mi'uto, if you're missing one grain, one tiny amount, that makes you have less than the full komet that you need, it's ma'akev, it is essential to, and therefore makes not valid, es rubo, the majority, the remainder. So if you put 99% of a komet on the mizbeach, that's a big fat zero. Second of all, we say ha'isaron, mi'uto ma'akev es rubo. For most menachos, as we said, the minimum is at least an isaron, some are more than that, but at least isaron is always the absolute minimum you're going to need for a mincha. And if you have 99% of an isaron, which an isaron, let's say, is 43.2 eggs volume, so if you have 43.1 eggs volume of flour, that's almost everything, but not everything, and therefore, it's not enough. Mi'uto, just that missing 0.1 of an egg volume, ma'akev eserubo, it's essential to the remaining part, and therefore the whole thing is a big zero. You have to try again. Third of all, hayayin, mi'uto ma'akev eserubo. Same goes for the requisite amount you need for wine. Wine, as we said already, comes with menachos when you're bringing your ola or your shlamim, and it has minchas nesachim, it has accompanying menachos, and it also has the meal accompaniment. There's also the wine accompaniment. How much wine is required is a function of which kind of animal you're bringing. Okay, so for goats and for sheep in their first year, you need to have a revius of a hin, which is essentially three lug. Okay, instead of the usual one lug. If it's going to be a ram, you need a third of a hin, which is essentially four lugin, 2 liters, call it. And if you are bringing a bull or a cow, then it needs half a hin, which is 6 lugin, essentially 3 liters. So the point is, if you're bringing wine, but you're missing a drop from the requisite amount, then the whole thing is a big zero. Hayayin mi'uto, that missing drop, ma'akev es rubo, it makes the rest of the majority of the wine not, holds it back from being, it's essential for it being useful and being yield to your obligation. Number four, hashemen, the olive oil that comes with menachos, almost all menachos, typically it's a lug, like you said, normally. So mi'uto ma'akev es rubo, if you only have, 99% of your way to the lug, that's not enough. Number five is hasolis v'hashemen ma'akvin ze'edzeh. Typical ingredients that go into a mincha are both solis, the flour, typically wheat flour, and hashemen, the olive oil, they go together. If you have one, not the other, or most of one and whatever, and all the other, no. You need to have both the full amount of solis flour and the full amount of shemen oil, or else the whole thing is a zero. And finally, number six, hakometz v'halavon ma'akvin ze'et ze. When you come to what goes on the mizbeach, typically you have one kometz from the mincha, and then remember, you push the lavon, those little chunks of frankincense to the side, you'll take the full kometz, and then you'll also bring back the chunks of frankincense from on top, all of them from top of the mincha, and those together go on the mizbeach. So the point is, it's a package deal. If you offer the kometz without the lavona, or lavona the kometz, again, it's a big fat zero, because each one is essential to fill the other one. This is ma'akev of that.